Drive down the main drag in Panguitch, Utah, and you'll see a diner, the Cowboys Smokehouse Barbecue, a family dollar, what you might expect for a small Rocky Mountain town. But on a recent reporting trip, one newer place caught the eye of NPR's Kirk Siegler, a cafe that fuses tacos with traditional Indian food.
Panguitch, Utah is cowboy country. It's meat and potatoes kind of town. It's also at the doorstep to Utah's famous national parks. Kim Johnson and her family just spent 3 days hiking Bryce Canyon. They're vegetarians.
Well, we've eaten a lot of Subway sandwiches, and we've eaten a lot of large side salads because it's a quite meaty environment.
So when they spotted the Tandoori Taqueria on their drive home to Salt Lake City, they had to stop.
This is delicious.
They're devouring a plate of Bengali-inspired cauliflower tacos with garbanzo beans, smoky Mexican spices, and tomatillo chutney, wrapped in naan bread. That's the tortilla.
They're not flavors we've had for the last few days in rural southern Utah.
And that's the idea, says Tandoori Taqueria owner Ripple Desai.
So I'm Indian. My parents are both from India, and I love tacos.
She grew up in Panguitch. Her family moved here in the 80s. Now, they were also on a summer vacation from their home in California. Her parents liked the area so much that they ended up making an offer on a motel. After high school, Ripple couldn't leave fast enough.
I did that whole never coming back here, hate this area, good riddance, and I'm back. So I love actually being back and spending time with my parents. It's a gorgeous area.
And in some ways, it's an easier place to start your first restaurant. There's less pressure to get everything right straight away than there is in a competitive city. Her customers are also mostly happy tourists on vacation. Now, she did get a few strange looks at first from locals, but she was used to that. Growing up, they were the only Indian family in a mostly white town of 1,500 people.
I wanted to do something completely different. Wanted to make sure that you're eating something unlike anything else you've had. So if you're going to tell me that this is different and weird, thank you.
Everything here is cooked to order in a small kitchen behind the tidy dining room. Tandoori chicken sizzles in a skillet. There's chorizo sausage, soon to be topped with a tangy slaw, and pozole simmering in cast iron.
And it has a curry turmeric dry rub on the pork roast.
So she loved tacos as a kid, begged her mom to make them, but mom usually made traditional dishes from her native state of Gujarati, all vegetarian. Ripple grew up learning to cook it. Lots of spices, rice, lentils, vegetables.
That's what my mom makes every single day, even to this day. That's what I have when I leave here at 10 p.m. and go home. That's what I have for dinner.
Her mom, Tarla Desai, is always cooking, except when she stops into her daughter's taqueria for an afternoon snack.
What do you think of my cooking, Mom? My cooking is great.
It's really good.
Beaming, Tarla is proud of her daughter.
She's doing good. Everyone loves it. She has a business mind, plus got the Indian cooking style.
And mom is playing another key role. Every winter when the tourists leave, they close up the hotel and travel home to India, returning in the spring with spices.
In 250-pound suitcases.
Giving the chicken tikka tikka that extra kick. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Panguitch, Utah.